When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's hour 2 of 3 on the Chris and Amy Show. You can watch the show on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll see an off-center Scott Jagow. Oh. We've also got Amy Markscores and Chris Ranji today.
Scott Jagow's barely on the show.
I'm barely hanging in there.
At Chris Amy KMOX. Okay. Follow us on Twitter. Scott is in from the KMOX newsroom. First things first, Scott.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous. Yeah. I know what you're talking about because you have to be nervous too.
I'm terrified.
Terrified.
And he's, you know, because he's heartbroken already. So he's traumatized already by Illinois State.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And so now he's got that bad attitude.
Well, I think
it's bad attitude.
It's interesting. Both of our teams are being disrespected right now by the national media.
Yeah. Let's start with
everyone
your Buffalo.
Everyone is
news.
On. Everyone is on the Packers, and everyone is on the Jaguars, and I don't get it. Vegas says otherwise, and I don't understand it. They're just pushing Josh Allen aside. Like, he hasn't had the best playoff record, not record in terms, they've lost to the Chiefs, but his performance in the playoffs has been the best ever. I mean, almost. His numbers are ridiculous in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he's going to show up on Sunday. I guarantee you that. And Jacksonville has a good team. I get it. But it's a little over the top now. Everybody's Buffalo's and done.
But don't you want to be kind of disrespected? Oh,
I do. I like it.
Yes, no. I would rather be in that position because it would make me so nervous if they're like, oh, Buffalo's going to steamroll them.
Yeah, nobody's saying that at all. I appreciate it. I am actually happy that we're being disrespected. But I feel the same way. I think the Bears and Bills are very similar teams this year. And the Bears are being a little disrespected, and Caleb Williams is, and Ben Johnson.
Well, here's what I will tell you. They have been, for the last several weeks, even though they've started to win and look pretty good overall, I think they've been the underdog almost every time, except for one. And there's just still this lack of belief in them. And I don't know when they get it. Maybe it's next year. I don't know, but I do know their defense is pretty lousy.
That's a problem.
It is pretty lousy unless they're getting turnovers, which, you know, it's tough. Yeah, exactly. So I get it.
I still think they're a good team, and why not now? I mean, there's no reason. It's not like there's a dynasty in the NFC or the AFC right now. There's nobody that stands out. So, to me, actually, Jacksonville is the worst matchup we could get from a Buffalo perspective. I think they're the best team right now in the AFC. So, if we get by them, I love our chances to go to the Super Bowl. Because I do not buy Denver. I do not, definitely do not buy New England. I think they could get beat by the Chargers this weekend.
I kind of agree with you.
Yeah. And Houston's a little overrated because their defense is so good. But I've watched C.J. Stroud take snaps in the NFL. And he ain't there good.
Dude, I agree with you on that, too.
Well, we were also...
And Aaron Rodgers is 82. So.
Yeah, he's 100.
He just looks... You know, he looks mangy. You know, not a lot of... I mean,
you know what I think?
That game the other day was insane.
He just looks mangy.
If you watch that game when they ended up winning because the kicker missed a field goal...
Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it.
The look on Aaron Rodgers' face was like, ah, damn, I gotta keep
play
going.
Next week.
I'm ready to go home.
I think he was.
That's what he looked like.
I think he was ready to go home.
I think in that moment when they were lining
and now
up
Harbaugh's
for the kick.
Gone. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much I detest Lamar Jackson. I cannot
Why?
Stand him.
Why?
Because I think he's an arrogant
what?
Dude. And he gets injured. If he gets injured, if his thumb gets hurt, he will sit out for 4 weeks.
Oh, stop.
If the team's not backing him up, if he thinks they're not backing him up, he's very selfish. His mom is his agent.
God.
I do not like Lamar Jackson.
The mom agent?
Yeah. Tell the mom being agent.
You can't have a mom agent.
All he had to do the other day was they asked him a question about Harbaugh, and he would not say anything about his coach. That threw up a red flag right there. Harbaugh's gone because Lamar runs that town, and I can't stand him. I mean, he is my least favorite professional athlete of all time.
All time?
Wow.
Yes.
Scott.
He's overrated.
I'm on Scott's side. I hate a bad attitude.
He's overrated. Yeah. Yes, and he sulks on the sidelines.
Overrated?
He sulks.
He can't speak. I mean, he's just terrible.
He can't speak. What are you talking about?
Because he's too busy sulking.
Talk? Yeah.
He is awful. He is awful.
I think that's outrageous.
I've never even given Lamar Jackson a thought right now. I'm livid. I'm livid right now. I've never even thought about him. I had to Google who he was, and now I'm mad.
He's been coddled by the media.
You don't even know him.
Because I agree with Scott.
He's been coddled by the media since the beginning of his career.
He's a very good player.
He is good.
He's one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah, when he can run. If he can't run, he's not that
good. What does it matter?
Well, is he?
He can still throw.
Is he in the playoffs? Is he going to the playoffs?
Was he hurt?
He played.
Hey, is this the passive aggressive conversation we're having right now?
Yeah. All right.
He's in the playoffs
every
year.
I'm on a little soapbox here. Let's move on.
So then, by your logic, Mahomes isn't very good because he's not in the playoffs.
Well, he hasn't been very good.
Is he whining?
But I don't. Are you serious?
Oh, here we go. Now we're setting off Scott.
Do you see him on the field when the referees don't? Oh my God, I can't stand it.
You know what we should do?
He's so whiny.
Maybe we should do a March Madness tournament of the whiniest players.
Let's do it.
Do we have any here athletes in town?
Yes.
We'll have to think about that.
I think we have.
Okay. Anyway, now that we got that off our chest.
Yeah. I get...
How's it going?
Is everything all right?
I'm a little prickly this morning.
Yeah,
no.
For some reason. Because you're nervous about this weekend.
Maybe that's it. I went to Frenchtown Audio.
Yeah.
Frenchtown Records. There's two stores. They're both owned by the same people. Man, that's cool. That is just a cool spot. The record store is on Park Avenue, kind of near Lafayette Square. And the audio place is on Gravois. Just brand new. They just opened it up with Alpha Electronics, which is a place you go get your stuff fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all together now in one, because the guy, David Boykin, the owner, the company Alpha realized that he was their biggest customer because he was bringing all this audio equipment in. He's like 30% of the business. So he just bought the business. So he owns it now. But they have all this cool vintage equipment, man. There's a speaker in there from Klipsch.
Yes, I know Klipsch. It's how much?
18 grand. It's
beautiful.
It's no. It's beautiful though. It's like wood. Oh man. So he played some records through different era speakers.
Okay.
Back to back. It was pretty cool. So he went, here's what the 60s sounded like. And then he go, same audio, 70s, 80s, 90s, and it was just cool to hear the difference. And
did the music of the era influence at all the priorities in building the speakers? In the sense of was the 60s more tinny, you know, the 70s
I don't know
heavier?
The answer to that. I don't know.
I didn't know that you would be able to tell the difference between a 60s speaker and a 70s
speaker. I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference, but I just listened to what it sounded like through different speakers, which was kind of cool. They have some really neat equipment, but it's not like you go in there and the only thing you can do is spend $18,000 on a speaker. I mean, they have two speakers for both. You get both of them for $200 and they sound amazing. So you can get the whole spectrum. You can get tape decks. They've got beautiful turntables. Oh, it's just gorgeous.
You know, I love vinyl because it's physical music. I love the idea of vinyl. And I grew up listening to my dad's records when we were 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, my whole childhood, My dad had his whole college collection, you know, crates of vinyl records, and he had his old JVL speakers from the 70s, which I guess would be, what, 3.5 feet tall, something like that.
Yeah.
Three big speakers. He has two of them. And we would sit for hours grabbing the vinyls, and the, you know, and they were magical because of the cover art. So Crisis from Supertramp is like the person sunbathing on top of the roof, and there's like this dystopian city, and Crime of the Century, these bars in outer space, and we would flip through the covers. And you could read the lyrics and you would listen to the music, and then we'd run around and dance, at which point the records would skip, you know, because you jumped too hard on the floor.
I remember those days. I have fond memories of my dad actually started with a reel-to-reel system. So we had some reel-to-reel. And then when I got in radio, I actually worked with reel-to-reel with razor blades and tape.
So
professionally. Before we had digital editing.
So I learned it in college, but by the time I got to a professional environment, they didn't use it. So I never have had to do it professionally.
I think Debbie and Tom all have.
Yeah.
And Megan, all, I think they've
it's not
like,
fun.
Literally.
I do not want to go back to that era. Wow. However, people are going back in terms of audio equipment. Vinyl has gotten really expensive. So the newest trend right now is CDs and cassettes. Mm. Young people are going back to CDs.
Oh, apparently. Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And some cassettes. There was a couple in there yesterday looking for a tape deck. I was like, who needs a tape deck? But that's the way it is these days. Yeah. I mean, especially because cassettes didn't sound good in the first place.
No, right.
I mean, CDs, I get.
Cassettes.
And you have to rewind.
Well, there was an 8-track. 8-track and cassettes, they were the worst mediums.
What?
I think
those were just worst formats because fast forwarding and rewinding to get to where you want.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Just
at least CDs you can skip.
And I do think they're.
And CDs sound really good.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something where everything is so sterile and perfect and impersonal, even with streaming Spotify and Bluetooth, that people are nostalgic for anything, even if it's a little bit tactile, or there's some type of experience where you're involved in putting the CD in the machine. Because I get vinyl, right? And this nostalgia for that. It also does sound different. There's a depth to it.
Yeah.
You may think, well, what's special about CDs? It might be the experience above anything else.
That's what the young people are saying. You know, as the old people, I'm talking from that perspective. But the store owner said the young people are wanting something in their hands and they're a little over the streaming thing. And the opposite thing is happening with older people. They want what they call high definition streamers. I didn't even know this was a piece of equipment, but so not just a Bluetooth speaker, it's a high definition streamer. So I think the audio rate is much higher. So it sounds way better.
You would play Spotify off of it like
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, through one of these devices, high-definition streamers.
When we talk about that, I know that depending on the app that you use to stream music, if it's Spotify or YouTube Music or Amazon Music, whatever it is, that they're not, and I don't know which one is better. I know there are some that are, what's the word I'm looking for, like a higher definition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Tidal, I think, is one of them.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's the Jay-Z's. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that is supposed to be pretty good high res, but some of the others are not. But you don't know it. The average person doesn't know what the fidelity is. You got to be one of those audiophile kind of people.
And there are a lot of them in this town because they're going to this store. And he has two showrooms.
It's very cool.
Yeah, you can listen to the music. And he played me some music on speakers that were $9,000 a piece. I mean, I could have sat there for hours. It was just so awesome. You feel the depth of the bass and just the depth of the whole thing. It's so cool.
Where was it again?
Frenchtown Audio.
Yeah.
And he's got two stores. One of them's a record antique store. He has a clock made by Napoleon's clockmaker from like 1820. He's got some cool little things. He's got some oil paintings from like the 17th century. Plus the record. He has 100,000+ records. 100,000. I don't know. I said, how did you accumulate 100,000 records? Probably more than that by now. But he just buys everything and then he only puts the good stuff in the stores. And
what
I said, what's the good stuff? He said, well, for in terms of price, it's probably stuff you've never even heard of. Because it's in demand in some niche market, but it's there aren't many of them. So maybe like old electronica, something like that, goes for a lot of money. I mean, David Bowie, on the other hand, there's so much of his stuff out there, it's not that valuable.
Right.
What about a good Amy Grant album? What?
No, nobody wants that.
I've got it. I'm looking down to my collection.
Right. It's the audience of
you're
one.
You're looking for one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go to Frenchtown Records.
You should check out Frenchtown Records for sure.
Nothing but bangers from Amy Grant.
Three good things roaming St. Louis this weekend. Do you have a chat with Stu Mac or no?
Yeah, we have a chat with Stu. We're talking about going to the dentist.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Stu didn't go to the dentist for 15 years. And the last time he went to the dentist was in Bolivia. It's a hell of a story.
I'd like to hear this one.
Yeah. Sounds exciting.
Don't miss it.
Sunday morning.
From 6:30 to 9:30.
On 104.1 FM, KMOX, it's Scott Jago.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris and Amy on KMOX. We will be talking to, at 11 o'clock, actually, we're going to talk to him, but it's our favorite segment of the week.
The no prize.
Yes.
Football.
Pick him. So it's not really an interview. It's just he's a participant. His name is Kenny Wallace. You might know Kenny Wallace, former NASCAR driver.
NASCAR.
And he is a great interview. He's got a lot of energy. I don't know where it comes from, but Kenny Wallace will be our celebrity participant today on the No Prize Pick 'em. And he will go up against listener Eric.
With a K.
Amy and me.
Eric with a K.
Yes. And it'll be our final visit of the season with Danan Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst. We'll get his thoughts on the playoffs and, you know, the Chiefs moving forward and the stadium and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to talk to him. So, as we mentioned earlier, because Hancock and Kelly, they were just intent on ruining our entire show.
Mm-hmm.
Like just doing the show before
sniping,
we got to the
sniping
show.
Sniping the topics.
Yeah, and they did that. Well, I had seen a clip from Greg Warren. Mm-hmm. You know, Greg is a comedian here in St. Louis, or from St. Louis, and he's on a podcast with Nate Bargatze called Nateland, and they were talking, he was telling a story about his friends growing up and sneaking into a local establishment.
St. Louis is great. It's not free for everybody. St. Louis Zoo. Zoo is free. It's an amazing zoo. My friends, Jeff Causey and Mike Ewing, in middle school, climbed over all these rocks and got all cut up and fenced to sneak into the St. Louis Zoo, and it's free. They snuck into the St. Louis Zoo. They went through these trees and rocks.
Why?
And
did they not know it was free?
No, they didn't know. they got in, and then somebody, they were like, we got in the zoo, man.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's free, dude. You don't have to pay to get in.
I'm trying to think if I've ever snuck into something like that. I've always been a bit of a coward.
No, I never. Yeah. Like it's also, it's not honorable.
It's
stealing.
Yeah. I guess it is stealing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess, yeah, I never thought about it like that.
I think he's going to spend money in there that's going to give back to the economy.
I love the fact that they sneaked into the zoo and it's free. It is free.
You know what? I do not condone sneaking in anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do sneak into a sporting event, okay, and especially if it's sold out,
mm-hmm.
you're likely going to spend money when you're in there.
Maybe you're creating a fire.
I think you're adding
safety
to the
violation.
Nah, those are they
build in a buffer.
Yes. Yeah. They I don't know if it's over or underestimate what the capacity should be. You know, like just to be safe.
Well, you don't want to overestimate
it. It's kind of like the expiration date on milk. If it says February 6th, it's not really February 6th. They just do it to be safe.
One of the wildest things I do. I am terrified of like food poisoning. I am ashamed at how much food
you throw away.
Yeah, I throw away. Not all at once, but just over time it adds up, because maybe you think I'm going to be healthy and you buy vegetables and you eat some of them, but I mean, it's me, right, in my refrigerator, so I got to consume it. So I underbuy. So I go to the grocery store like four times a week because I'm afraid of fresh food going bad. But I do still hate what I've had to throw away because of the expiration date, or I'm afraid that it's been too long. It's not so much the expiration date. It's like you opened, say, like chicken or meat or soup, and then it's been a week. And you're like, ugh.
I don't know.
Do I
man.
Eat it I after mean, a could, week? It's open.
When it comes to chicken, you could just kind of
give
it a sniff.
Well, the one thing, the wildest thing I do, I'm insane with eggs.
What about them?
3 weeks past the expiration date, I'll eat them.
Yeah, there's a way to test.
Water.
Yep. Is it if they float or sink, they're good?
If they sink, they're good. If they sink and stand on end, I think they're good, really good. But if they float, they're bad.
Okay.
Also, when you break open an egg and you get a bad egg,
You'll know. There's a
so
chicken
I'm
in
pretty
there.
Wild. I'm pretty wild when it comes to eggs.
You really are.
I live on the edge.
Man, I don't know how you do it. How are you still here?
I know.
I don't know anybody who takes chances like you.
With eggs.
With anything.
Milk you can smell too. Oop, milk. Milk you can smell.
Oh, milk is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
There's one time I can remember drinking sour milk, and I guess I wasn't thinking it was in the fridge, so I just assumed it was fine because I was a kid. I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
so you know I'm not the one cleaning out the fridge. It's mom and dad. They're sure. the ones who do that. They're the ones getting the food.
Sure,
it's not me. So I just assumed they took care of it. There was milk in the fridge.
Yeah,
I poured myself a little bit. I had a cinnamon roll.
Oh.
I was about to have a cinnamon roll and some milk.
Breakfast
and
of
I,
champions.
And I, you know, I had a bite of it, and I dunked that cinnamon roll in the milk, and then I took a bite, a big bite, you know, big, yeah. like, lot of milk, and I just went, oh, no, that's not right.
Yeah.
It was very sour. And by the way, what is with this cottage cheese? It's disgusting. It is disgusting, and somehow we've decided it's
I
great.
I love cottage cheese.
I do, too.
Matt
See,
does, too. I
could
eat,
good
I could
protein
sit,
source.
I got a whole tub of cottage cheese right now. Ugh.
I cannot
Eating
wait.
Anything out of a tub is a little.
I cannot wait for the research to come out that cottage cheese is bad for everybody.
They'll change it. We have a 618. I'm with Amy. I can't eat chicken unless I cook it the same day I bought it. Wow. Same day
is. That's a little outrageous.
Well, but I appreciate it.
But one thing I do with chicken, I overcook it almost every single time.
Tough chicken.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't cook chicken. I do buy the rotisseries. I don't trust myself, and I'm so afraid. And then the chicken tastes terrible because I've cooked a chicken breast for 47 minutes.
That's what I do. I made one the other day, and it came out of the oven. I did it in the oven, and then it came out, and I was like, I think it could go a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And I put it back in. Oh, my God. It was rubber. It was... It's just one thing I cannot do is get chicken right. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. One of my favorite landmarks in St. Louis is that Anheuser-Busch sign. You know, the one that's right off Highway 40?
Yeah.
64. And apparently we're getting another one. Did you know about this? We're getting another one.
Across the highway, like right next to it?
Oh, it's super. I'm really, really excited about it. We got that and other things coming up next on KMOX.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you know that when I was a child, I would like it. When my grandmother lived in Baldwin, Missouri. You heard of Baldwin, Missouri?
Yeah. You always talk about your grandma living in Baldwin.
So
didn't you live in Baldwin?
Well, my parents did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lived there for a while.
Well, this was later in life. I had already moved out. Oh. Grew up in Granite City, Illinois. It's on the other side
this
of the river.
This is a real sketchy history.
So we used to go visit grandma, right? And I would love it. We had two options. We could take 270.
Mm-hmm. To Manchester?
Yeah, we could do 270 in Manchester or 141, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Or we could go 6440. Okay? And I used to like it when we would go that way at night so I could see the sign.
It's the coolest.
The Anheuser-Busch flapping eagle. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things in the city. It's very
iconic.
Nostalgic.
And so here's the thing. I actually love neon signs.
So do I.
I love, there was a place in Clayton and it just said alterations. It was like a small, right? And it's kind of a strip mall business center.
Yeah.
But it was a vertical sign that said alterations. I would take pictures of it at night. I love, because it looked so nostalgic. There are a couple of neon sign places in Kirkwood or downtown Webster where it'll say vinyl or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Love it. So to love neon signs is one thing, but then to have the flapping eagle wings
so
on the
cool.
Budweiser.
And just one other aside here. I was told a story about 20 years ago. I don't know where the house is now, but there used to be a house on a fairly prominent street or intersection. Mm-hmm. And the people who lived in the home had in one of their windows a Budweiser neon. And the story is that somebody who worked for AB was driving by. And there was a new logo. I think it was the Crown logo was coming out or something. And they said, they went to the door of the house and said, would you like a new neon? And they were like, sure. And they gave Anheuser-Busch just gave them a neon because they thought, hey, that's good advertising
for
us.
That's really cool.
You put it in the window. It's free for us. Yeah. We'll give you a free sign. At any rate, the brewery in Newark, New Jersey, has a very similar looking AB flapping eagle wings sign, and that brewery is closing at some point in 2026. Well, Anheuser-Busch here said, well, that can't go to waste. We're going to take it back, and they're going to bring it back. It's going to be at the headquarters in Soulard somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where they're going to put it. But here is the story. I heard it this morning on Total Information AM with our very own Michael Calhoun.
As Anheuser-Busch scales back its footprint on the East Coast, it is bringing a major symbol back to the Midwest. AB is relocating the giant neon eagle from its brewery in Newark to its hometown headquarters. The sign is a massive piece of engineering. It has 2,000 light bulbs and weighs as much as three elephants.
Okay. So, when I heard it, I heard a joy in Michael's voice when he said, it weighs as much as three elephants. I don't know why this is so funny to me, but I love that we are measuring everything in, like, how big a car.
Remember the size when there was a meter that was the size of, like, three school buses?
No.
It was something like that.
Why do
they
we
measured
do that?
It in school buses.
Why can't we just say, hey, it's 5 tons or this thing is 2 tons?
Yeah.
Well, you have to say it weighs as much as 3 elephants.
Weighs as much as 3 elephants.
I think that's so good. Hey, how far is it to get to the nearest coffee shop? Oh, just 5 football fields.
Yeah. There was something where they said, this is as tall as 4 giraffes. And someone's like, well, is one giraffe standing on the other giraffe's back or on his head? Right.
Well, why would you stand on his... Why would you measure with the back? Well, because then you could use an elephant.
You could.
Use an elephant as your measurement.
I do feel like using a giraffe as your measurement, though, does give you some flexibility because you could stack some giraffes on their back and some on their heads.
You're probably right.
Like, it's... Yeah.
So, if you're wondering, which I know you are, an elephant's weight varies. And this is why it's so confusing. And I wish we would just say, hey, the thing is 2 tons or 3 tons. Because an elephant can weigh anywhere between 13,000 pounds or 22,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fully grown elephant.
Well,
so
maybe,
which is it?
Maybe you should say it weighs as much as 4 fully grown elephants.
I would like to know how big the sign is. How many Rawlings Gold Gloves is it?
Mm.
Glove above the Rawlings at Westport?
We're never going to use the metric system, so what would you use instead of the metric system? Not elephants? I mean, elephants is pretty good because we can all picture... Here's why an elephant works. If you say it's the size of 3 elephants, we all know how big an elephant is.
Mm-hmm.
We can picture it. We've been to the zoo because it's free, so there's no barrier to entry there. We've all seen the elephant.
Yeah.
But if you say it's as big as 3 moose... We're all wrong. I've never been up close to a moose. No one has.
No, they're dangerous, right?
Just picture a moose. You're wrong.
Yeah.
It's bigger.
You ever seen an elephant pee?
I don't think so.
It is astounding. It just happens.
Like a horse?
I was at the zoo, I think, and saw it. It just, you know, the elephant just went. I thought, oh my God, I don't ever want to see that again. But it's remarkable.
Wow.
So this sign is somewhere between 39,000 and 48,000 pounds, 46,000 pounds. Is that what we're talking about?
I think so.
Or 64,000. So I'd like to know exactly how much.
Well, and what is it? You want to use LED lights? Because if one bulb goes out, the whole thing's down.
Oh, it's not a Christmas tree.
Then you have to test which bulb didn't work.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works anymore.
Now, it does say it will be displayed for the public. It doesn't say where. Do you think it's going to be inside?
No.
It would be so bright.
No, for the public, it would be outside. Maybe they'll put it...
It could be inside. They have tours.
Yeah, but you have to pay for the tour. My thought would be, if they're going to do this and bring it all the way back here, they want everybody to see it. So maybe it'll be on the highway side of the brewery, which I don't think I really honestly don't think we talk enough about how cool Anheuser-Busch is. The brewery is.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that we have it right here.
And there are 2 tours. There's the free tour that you can take and mm-hmm. you get a beer at the end. And then there's the tour that you pay for and you have to make reservations for. And I think you have to wear a helmet because they take you a little bit deeper into the brewery.
I don't know about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. It's the helmet tour. I don't know what it's called officially, but my friend who moved back from Australia had some buddies visit from Australia and he took them on the AB tour, but he wanted to take them on the helmet tour, the paid one. How did you not know about this?
I don't know. Did you, Pajeski, know about this? I never heard about
314-436-7900.
Frank, are you familiar with the helmet tour? I can't hear Frank speak.
I'm pretty sure I did not make it up. I'm like 95% sure because you have to make reservations for it.
This is the first time hearing of it.
I'm going to do some
recon.
Research. Yeah. I will also say one thing when they talk about like a cruise ship being so many football fields long, I find that incredibly helpful.
Well, now
football fields, you can visualize and we all know how long it takes to run across a football field. And you picture, well, this cruise ship is the size of 20 football fields.
Well, we should start measuring things in cruise ship size. Well, this thing is five cruise ships.
No, but you can't because there's different. Some of them are so big. Princess cruises can be small.
I love seeing the visualization of how the Titanic was, you know, just a massive, this marvel. Like, oh my God, look how big this thing is.
I would never go on a boat that small today.
That, whatever the big carnival, the one of the something of the seas, the one that is massive is like 10 Titanics. It's gigantic, right?
Frank said there's no more free tours. At AB.
No more free tours.
That
well, that's
right?
not helpful, Frank. We're talking about the one with
the helmets.
The helmets. Tell us about the helmet tours.
When did the tours stop being free?
I don't know. I don't remember that at all. But anyway.
Anyway. Well, I think that's very exciting.
We're getting it back.
Yeah.
How many elephants are we getting in the deal? Do we have to give them elephants?
See, now we have a 314 wants to know what kind of elephant. African elephants or Indian elephants? Because I think there are two different kinds.
That's why they range. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They range in size and weight.
We have a texter helping out.
About time.
Says that the helmet tour is called the Brewmasters Tour.
Oh. I would love to take the Brewmasters Tour. Didn't even know it was going to happen. Cool. Another texter says it will be positioned for maximum access. Yes, it'll be on the highway side. So right there where 55 is. Awesome.
Excellent.
And it's good that they're not letting that go to waste, because I love the flapping eagle. Can I call it that?
It sounds like.
We have the screaming eagle and the flapping eagle.
The flapping eagle. This happened yesterday during the Gas House Gang. And so I was in the back room and our boss Steve came in. It was me, Steve, Dave Glover, Andrew, Kevin Wheeler. And I was over it. I was over politics. I was over everything. I was so sick of everything. And so I said that somebody was a blanking idiot or a blanking this or these blanking
people.
But
I know who.
Well, but I said blanking. And Steve and Dave and Andrew all said, you know, when you say blanking, they all, because I actually use the word blanking because I don't know, it's, I guess, my substitute for a bad word. And they said, when you say blanking, it actually makes it, in their head, sound so much worse. Because they said they automatically fill it in with the worst thing that they can think of.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're thinking.
No, I'm thinking blanking.
Okay. Tom, we have a listener, Tom, who wants to help us out. Tom in Kirkwood, hello.
Hello. Hey, my name's Tom. I work at the Anheuser-Busch Tour Center.
Hey, hell yeah. Hey, Tom, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yes, we offer a variety of tours. Our first tour is around $16, and basically that's a day fresh tour, hour and 15 minutes. You get a 7-ounce sample in our historic brew house. You get a beer that was just bottled or canned to take home that day, so the freshest beer you get, and then you get another 16-ounce sample afterwards. We have another tour called the Beer Master Tour. That's 2 hours and 15 minutes, or 2.5 hours, and you actually go on the production line. You get to go to our schoolhouse museum, and then you get to drink Budweiser that's about 30 days old. It's just released the day or that day before, and you drink out of a 5,000-barrel, half-barrel tank.
Wow.
Then we have a new tour.
Well, how many elephants is that?
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Quite a bit of beer here in St. Louis. I tell the people on my tours we have more beer in St. Louis than a lot of small countries do all over the world.
Yeah.
So the last tour is the King of Beers tour. It's 4 hours long. It includes lunch. It includes an hour with a brewmaster in our historic brew house where they taste beer every day at 3 o'clock. So those are our main beer tours. And then we have a Clydesdale VIP tour where you actually get to pet a Clydesdale and get your picture taken with it. So just a variety of things at our wonderful brewery here in St. Louis.
Well, Tom, in case you didn't know this, so cool. I am already close with one of the Clydesdales. His name is Cash, and I will own Cash one day.
He wants to buy
Cash.
Well,
it's going to take some cash to feed Cash,
I know.
Too, because they eat a lot of food every day.
How many elephants?
very, very cool. Okay. All right, I just wanted to clarify that. There are a variety of tours, and come and visit us. It's the most beautiful brewery in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks, Tom.
And we have almost 140 acres of brewery here in South St. Louis.
Tom, right? Thank you so much.
I live
that
right down the street,
awesome.
So I'll be there soon. I'll find you.
We'll be looking for you.
Thank you, Tom, so much. That is awesome. And all of those tours and that new tour that's 4 hours long.
The King of Beers tour?
How cool is that? Listen, everybody asks, what do I do when I have family and friends coming in from out of town? What should I do?
I should have asked them what the unlimited beer tour is, where I could just stay there for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And then they have to come back and say, sir, we're closing.
I don't think so.
You have to leave.
Well, I think this is great, and that's what you should do if you have family and friends in town. And if you live here, you should do it. Because like Ronj said, AB is a jewel.
It's Amy Marks, Kors, and Chris Ronji, the favorite segment of the day. I've said this 5 times already. Did you see this? Is next on KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Now, I think this was an old did you see this. A 550-pound bear was living underneath a man's home in California for over a month, and they couldn't get him out, and they didn't know what to do. He would wedge himself in a crawl space under the man's home, and the man was like a hostage in his house, and it was scary for him to leave the house. It was a 550-pound bear. Well, they finally got the bear. He... So they brought in, so again, it was over a month that this bear was in under this guy's house. They brought in bear removal experts from Lake Tahoe who traveled to Altadena where this bear was hiding. One team member crawled inside the crawl space with the bear and started firing paintballs at him that were filled with vegetable oil.
What?
And in the surveillance video, you can see the bear crawling out of the home, and they were able to, move the bear to somewhere else. But, yeah, the bear was under the... A 550-pound bear living under your house. The guy said he would go to sleep at night, and he heard all sorts of stuff because the bear had, like, torn up the space.
So is he on the... is he off the injury report? Will he be able to play tomorrow?
Yes, I think it was an offensive lineman.
Oh, thank you. Let's go. I've got some news for you.
Okay.
Amy, would you like to guess, according to Realtor.com, would you like to guess what community in the St. Louis area is ranked number 3 in the country for first-time home buyers?
I think I know. Baldwin.
It is not.
I think that's just ranked for popular. I think Baldwin might not be first time. I think Baldwin was popular. Baldwin ranked really high in something. First-time home buyers, I would guess. Okay, I know there's new homes going up like South County-ish. So like Oakville?
Okay, it's not Oakville. The number 3 market in the country for first-time home buyers, Granite City, Illinois.
Okay, well, that was a trick question.
According to St. Louis area. That's the east side of the river is the St. Louis area.
Well... That's good.
Yeah. No, it's great. Because it is a, and we'll tell you that it's because of affordability is one of them. Obviously, the proximity to services and things that you need and close to being close to a bigger market like St. Louis.
Do you know what 1 and 2 are or no?
Number 1 is Rochester, New York.
Interesting.
Then it's Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Granite City. Birmingham, Alabama, North Little Rock, Syracuse, New York, Baltimore, and then St. Louis Park, Minnesota, then Pittsburgh.
Interesting. Huh.
So, Granite City, affordability is one of the keys, but Realtor.com says it is the number 3 market in the country for first-time home buyers.
Very good. Good on GC. This one might be serious. I think, well, it is serious. So, hoping for the best. But a serious medical condition, that's the quote, with a crew member aboard the International Space Station has led NASA to bring the astronaut and 3 crewmates back to Earth months earlier than planned. It is the first time they've had an emergency return in the International Space Station's 25-year history. They've never... had an emergency return the ISS.
Yeah, usually they're in, I mean, I don't know what the medical emergency is, but usually they're in really good shape because they rigorously test them to make sure they'll be okay.
They just said they did not have the capability to diagnose and treat this person properly on the ISS. But anyway, like I said, they didn't say which person. We hope for the best for them, but it is the first time in the 25-year history they've had to bring them all home early.
Also, as we hit the break here, the Chicago Bulls game last night against the Miami Heat in Chicago. This was a day after the Blackhawks and Blues played up there.
Uh-huh.
They had to postpone the game. Rarely do you see a basketball game, an indoor game postponed because it was too wet. There was too much condensation on the court.
Ew.
Because of the hockey game that was played and because it was rainy and warm yesterday.
Wow.
They couldn't fix it in time. They had to postpone the game.
That's wild.
To be made up at a later time. Never seen that before. That's Amy Mark's Scores. I'm Chris Ranji. When we come back, it is our last no prize pick'em of the season. And we will have Kenny Wallace on the show. He's going up against us and listener Eric. That is next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.